What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You already know that we're never going to hear more about the Epstein stuff. Nobody's really going to be held accountable in that. I explained why at the beginning of the show, but we're still going to talk about this with Old Roy in the segment that's next. I don't know what we'll get to in that segment, but I do want to get to why. So if you're going, yes, I understand. Yes, I understand that this is going to be buried. But I can tell you exactly why and how they've done it in about 5 minutes, actually, if you just go and rewind, get the podcast. Try to do that maybe at the end of the show if I have time to, but we'll talk about it with Old Roy here in just a minute in another segment. I want to talk about Trump's business records, which have been in the news this week. If you haven't seen it, I'm going to read the headline to you. These headlines have been peppered throughout your newsfeed. I'm sure you've seen them. Trump's businesses received millions from foreign entities during his presidency, a House report says. The 156-page report by House Democrats is entitled White House for Sale. Former President Donald Trump's businesses received millions of dollars from foreign entities located in 20 different countries during his presidency, according to a new report released Thursday by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee. While the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia was making these payments, President Trump chose Saudi Arabia as the destination of his first overseas trip, a choice that was unprecedented among U.S. presidents, the report says. In 2021, the U.S. Supreme Court dismissed lawsuits accusing Trump of profiting from his presidency, though, on the grounds that he is no longer in office and so that it didn't really matter anymore. But this report goes into heavy detail, 156 pages, of course, by House Democrats. The report is called White House for Sale. And before I get into the eventual outcome of this, which I think you know where this is headed, I want to say that I don't like this stuff. It is very... here's the problem. It's tough to come up with a solution for this with Trump. Because Trump was independently wealthy because of his businesses, he was able to run for president. So without being a successful business person and having all these businesses, he wouldn't have ever been able to become president. So what is he supposed to do? And look, I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I'm just trying to practically come up with an actual solution here. Is he supposed to, the minute he gets sworn in, close all of his businesses? Or say that no foreign entities can do any business with any of his businesses? Because it's mainly real estate, but he had all kinds of, I mean, he was on TV. He had all kinds of weird properties and weird stuff he was doing. Trump University and steak knives and who knows what else. So he's doing all these things. Is he supposed to, what is the solution? Honestly, I don't know. And that's the problem, is that he was independently wealthy because he was a successful businessman before becoming president. Is he supposed to then shut all of his businesses down? You know where this is headed, of course, that the Bidens, who are currently in office, made a whole lot of money while in office, while vice president anyway, based on nothing. Now, they had a bunch of shell companies set up that were intended to be tough to sift through on purpose so that they could funnel money around through them. I think 20-something different companies and all kinds of pseudonyms that Biden had. So let's go ahead and make those comparisons if you want to, and not and acknowledge that there are things that I don't like about all of it. But let's just approach this level-headed and say, how do you solve it? And how do you compare these things? For instance, if you're a Democrat in the House right now, how do you put out a report that says White House for sale and talk about all of the egregious things that one president did, which it's questionable whether they're egregious. I mean, this thing about Saudi Arabia paying Trump-owned businesses at least $600,000 during his term in office, it doesn't really say what that was, why they were paying him, or what they were getting in return. I mean, that could have been an actual business deal. You just don't know. Or it could have been peddling influence. It really could have. But then how do you turn a blind eye to the worst offenses happening in front of you at the moment? I think that's what drives me crazy is that, look, obviously I'm right-leaning. I'm here talking to you. If you're listening, there's a good chance that you also lean right, or at least you're independent. Some people do hate listen if they're on the left. They want to know what's going on. All that's fine. But how do you look yourself in the mirror and say, this over here is fine, this over here is not, when they're at worst the same thing, but really they're not. They're not the same thing. How are they not the same thing, Ryan? Well, again, back to the original point that one was real companies, the other one was shell companies done under pseudonyms. How about the other one being done in the open? You know, these were records that anybody can get and have had the whole time he's been in office. The other one was intended to be private and secret and hidden, and they've had to do a lot of digging to even find out what we've had. Look, they wouldn't have even found out what we knew if the vice president's son weren't addicted to crack and left his laptop laying out.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
So there are big, big differences here. And I think that they're so obvious that it's hard to say. And again, I just wish that if I can sit here as a person on the right and acknowledge that there's cause for concern if you have a sitting president who's receiving foreign money, even through his businesses. That's cause for concern. But I can acknowledge that. Why can't Democrats acknowledge what is plainly in front of their face right now with this? If your answer is, well, you've never actually tied it to the president, you know, the 10% to the big guy, among many other things. And again, all these shell companies and pseudonyms that Joe Biden was using. Like, how do you just explain that away? The White House does. Corinne Jean-Pierre does. I know a lot of Democrats do. Like, Democrat voters who are engaged actually explain that away and say, well, it's never actually been tied to Joe Biden himself. His son was peddling influence, but those countries, Burisma, they weren't getting influence because Joe Biden didn't know anything about it. He's on record saying that he was using that influence to get people fired at high levels in Ukraine. I mean, we have these things. And also, it's not just that stuff. Any legal expert will tell you this. We've had legal experts on many 97.1 shows saying this, and it's common knowledge in legal circles, in politics, and everywhere. You know, it may not be common knowledge to us laymen, but that's why we have legal experts on to talk about these things. That it doesn't matter whether you were directly getting money. If your family is getting money illegally, that's also illegal and always has been in U.S. politics. It's not new. It's not like you have to say, well, I see these dollars going into Joe Biden's pocket. I see gold bars being sewn into Senator Menendez's coat. It's even if the people around him are receiving Ferraris and stuff. That's illegal. You can't do that. And all of what we have now is plain in the open illegal. So why is nothing being done about it? Well, I think you know the answer to that. Because Biden controls the Department of Justice. I want to talk about not only this, but RFK, kind of a hard turn here. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president, and he's got some criticisms of the Biden White House, too.
Hey, everybody. You might have heard that yet another intruder broke into my house this week and then returned to my house again shortly after the police released him. Last month, an armed gunman using falsified U.S. Marshal badges and phony federal ID and carrying an arsenal in his backpack tried to approach me at a speech in Los Angeles, a short distance from where my dad was assassinated. I don't want to make too big a deal of it, except that it highlights the need for Secret Service protection. Almost every presidential candidate since the 1970s who's asked for Secret Service protection has received it, including my uncle, Edward Kennedy, Walter Mondale, John Glenn, Gary Hart, George McGovern, Bill Clinton, George Bush, John Kerry, Mitt Romney, Bernie Sanders, and many, many others. They've all received early Secret Service protection. Barack Obama received protection almost 2 years before the election. However, President Biden has made the historic decision to deny me a Secret Service detail. I don't spend time worrying about my personal safety, but I do worry about the safety of my family and their sense of well-being and about the safety of bystanders if there happens to be a more serious incident. I'm troubled mostly by the weaponization of federal law enforcement agencies to serve political agendas. It's not right for the president to provide protection for his family and political favorites while denying it to his political rivals. You kind of have a functioning democracy when candidates aren't safe. Elections and not assassinations are supposed to decide who takes office in America. In its threat assessment, the Secret Service concluded that I am at an elevated risk. The decision, therefore, to deny me protection was a naked political calculation.
Now, about a year ago, we had RFK scheduled to be on this show. At the last minute, he had to drop out. We ended up having his publisher of the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, on the show. Roy read that book. He is going to come in and talk about this with also some of the Epstein stuff next, so stick around.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.